There were things on this radio station that you would do, obviously, based on technology and want to. You would do them, and then that was it. They would disappear into the ether forever. And it still is that way to a certain degree, but it's much easier to find things, to cull things, to put them into one particular spot, house them so you don't lose them forever. But we would do things all the time back in the day, in the 90s especially here. And yes, I've been here since the 90s. Thank you very much. That you would just do and you wouldn't think about it. It was like, yeah, we did that. And then that's that. You don't think about these things existing anymore. That's just the way it was. And one thing that I remember doing, because you only get a few shots to interview people that you really care about. But even then, I was at the stage of my life where I didn't care enough to even think about recording it. But one of the guys that I did an interview with that meant a lot to me at the time was Norm MacDonald. Norm MacDonald is still a comedian that I look up to, that I think is one of the funniest human beings to ever walk the planet. Norm sadly passed away, what was it, a year and a half ago, 2 years, something like, I can't even remember exactly when he died.
Yeah, he had a very private battle with cancer, right?
He did. He did. But Norm was a comedy hero
yes.
to me. And I don't remember how this came about, but at times you would get emails back in the early day of email from certain movie studios that would say, hey, would you like to interview so-and-so for a film? I got to talk to Will Ferrell one time when he was doing the basketball movie about the minor league basketball team, which was huge for me. But before that, in 1998, I got to interview Norm.
Yeah, because this is all pre-social media, so they would lean on traditional media to promote these movies.
Yeah, and again, I did the interview, and then I never thought about it again. Or at least thought about saving it, but it was always in the back of my head that I did interview Norm MacDonald, but it was like, okay. So the other day on Twitter, somebody reached out to me, and they sent me a transcript of the email that I did. Or, I'm sorry, of the email, of the interview that I did. I'm like, whoa.
A transcript.
A transcript. And then our good friend Shan, who is one of the top P1s that we have, I couldn't believe that the transcript existed, and I threw it out there. I was like, wow, I wish the audio was around. And within like 5 minutes, she sends me a link to the audio.
Good dude.
Girl. And she was on some Norm MacDonald fan site, and it existed there. They uploaded the audio and put it up there. And I don't know if it stayed there for almost 30 years. It's been 24 years now. Or if it was recently, I have no idea.
Wow.
But she found it and sent it to me. Now, obviously the audio is a little bit janky, but that's okay. You can definitely hear what's going on. And it's me at a very young age doing this.
Okay.
And so I may sound a little bit different to you.
So far, I'm very excited.
But he was promoting his movie Dirty Work. Now, Dirty Work was, and he had just gotten fired from SNL, too, which is another reason I couldn't believe he was coming on. He got fired from Saturday Night Live from doing the update because he made fun of OJ so much on Weekend Update, and Michael Jackson as well. And Don Ohlmeyer, who ran NBC at the time, he and Norm got crossways, and Don was like, you're gone. I think he let Norm step down.
Wait, what?
But he had just left SNL, and I got to talk to him. So Dirty Work was a movie that was directed by Bob Saget. He of Full House fame and a friend of his that starred him and Jack Warden and Chevy Chase. I mean, it didn't make a lot of money, but I didn't care because it was Norm MacDonald. So here it is, the not heard interview since 1998 of me and Norm MacDonald.
We're chatting with us now on Sports Radio 1310. And by the way, Norm, don't think this is weird because it's a sports radio station. It's very normal.
Sports is my life.
Very good. This is the great, and I cannot stress the adjective great enough, the great Norm MacDonald. Thanks for joining us. How you doing, Norm?
I'm doing great, Norm. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Now, we don't have much time here, so let's cut to the chase. This is your first starring role, and you're having to do a publicity thing. I've seen you on Letterman. I've seen you on The Daily Show with Craig Kilborn. Saw you on Canned Ham, that Comedy Central show. I'm sure you've been on Stern. Now you're doing kind of a lower-rung radio thing. You kind of beaten down by all this? Are you getting used to it?
No, I love it. I love sports.
What kind of sports you into?
Well, I'm into every sport that has a line. I'll watch the WNBA if Danny Sheridan comes up with a good line on it.
No, that's a lie.
I will not watch the WNBA.
Good. God bless you.
I hate the WNBA, and I feel that why should there be a league where the best player in the league could not play in the NBA?
Have you seen that chick that they have? She's like a 7'6" Chinese lady.
Yeah, she's a freak. She's from the L.A. Lizard or something. You know what's amazing? Like, they show, what they have to do is they have to pretend it's great. So they'll show, like, replays. You know, they're all just like little underhand layups. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's bad basketball.
It's not good basketball.
No. Let's talk about your picture here for a second. It's called Dirty Work.
Washington Generals.
Okay. It's also Norm. Like, it's almost like it's a bit, you know? Like, we always compare it to Dan. But to hear Norm actually be Norm just in the wild like that, it definitely is like, it's almost like a fake character, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he's like Luca with his own pacing, don't you think?
He kind of is,
he's
yeah.
not really in a hurry for you to kind of get through this.
No.
Picture here for a second. It's called Dirty Work.
Washington Generals could be.
Okay. And I know you've been catching a lot of flack over Bob Saget directing.
Yeah, because a lot of my friends leave messages.
Yeah, I mean, you got to admit, I mean, people, when you think about Saget, you think of that little girl show he did, the
right.
Full House show.
Right.
And then he did that America's Funniest Videos or whatever,
right,
which
right.
wasn't very funny.
No, it was,
so,
the videos were funny.
Well, yeah, but
funny.
And he wasn't funny. So was he funny in this movie?
Yes, he's a very funny guy. I saw him, he was the first club comic I ever saw when I was like 13 years old in Canada. He came through and he was really a funny guy, very like, his act was very edgy and kind of dirty and stuff. So I always told people about him, and it's funny. Then he does all these bad shows. And people go, what are you, crazy? You know? And I go, no, I swear he's funny. So when he finished, and then when I was looking for a director, you know, he showed me this film he made in college that was very, he actually won like an Academy Award for it that was very funny. And he knows a lot about filmmaking. He's a funny guy in person. And people do hate him.
So you actually,
it's funny when we were filming it because he would get recognized. He's an incredibly famous guy. Everyone recognizes him.
Right.
But no one compliments him. They just go, you're Bob Saget. I never say you're great. They just identify him.
But he's like one of the richest guys in the world. He had to make so much cash off those two shows.
I know. I hated him. He's just so wealthy.
But he did
shows,
good...
It must have been really easy to do.
Exactly.
Know? People think of him as a guy.
Okay, so at some point, you know, through the years, I guess, a little bit of audio was lost. So this was also right, this interview was within months after Chris Farley died.
Okay.
So Farley obviously was close with Norm. And so I don't know why the audio got lost, but I asked him clearly about Chris Farley and what type of comedian he was, how good of friends he was with him, all of that. And as he picks it up, he starts talking about how Farley, what type of comedian he was, who he revered, and all that good stuff.
But he did
it. It must have been really easy to do.
Exactly.
Know? People think of him as a guy that falls down and stuff, but he just had a brilliant comic mind. He was a great writer, real student of comedy, you know, that knew all the great guys. You know, he patted himself after Aykroyd and Belushi and Bill Murray, and he knew all the moves, and he would have been just a... I think he would have been, like, the greatest.
Yeah. I mean, did you ever consider casting him in Artie Lang's role? Or was he working, doing something else at the time?
Chris wanted to do that role, actually. But he was too expensive. He wanted to do it for nothing. And his management wouldn't allow it.
Really?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does suck.
You're to the point now where I think everybody cracks up at almost every single thing you say, and I don't think you're even meaning to be funny. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you just seem like this totally normal guy who just happens to be really funny just everything he says.
Yeah, I don't try very hard. When I do try, it's always bad. So it's better when I just talk.
Are you a hard worker, or would you consider yourself kind of a slacker?
I work hard when I'm writing. And I'm very lazy when I'm performing.
Now, what do you got coming up next? So there's a lot of rumors about you maybe hooking up with Stern, doing something with his show that's coming up on CBS. And I know all the networks are pawing at you to come do stuff for him now that you've been fired. That's probably the greatest thing that's ever happened to you.
Yeah, I'm not doing Stern. I'll be a guest on his show, but I don't feel comfortable going up against Saturday Night Live.
So this I don't remember. He says, Howard Stern, I guess, at the time, had some show in the late 90s that was getting ready to go opposite of Saturday Night Live. Do you guys remember that?
Doesn't ring a bell at all.
I guess it never came to fruition.
Yeah, it must have never happened.
No, there's no way, right?
I wouldn't think so.
But, I mean, even though he got fired, he wasn't comfortable doing something against SNL.
What happened to you?
Yeah, I'm not doing Stern. I'll be a guest on the show, but I don't feel comfortable going up against Saturday Night Live because they gave me my start. I don't like the idea of that. But, a lot of the networks want me to do something, but I have no idea, and they have no idea.
Something.
Like, their idea is just, just fine, we'll find something, but I'd like to think of an idea first. I'll tell you one thing we don't have in this movie that's good.
What?
We don't have a lesbian pretending not to be one.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
No Anne Heche, huh?
Exactly.
So that's the end of it. It got cut off. I have no idea. I had him on. I know I had him on for like 10 minutes, but only like 6 minutes of it is recovered. And I don't remember the Anne Heche. It's so weird because Norm is dead. Bob Saget is dead. Anne Heche is dead. Like all these people that are mentioned, obviously
you
Farley
vowed that
just,
day you would outlive
yeah,
them
I'll
all.
Yeah, I'll live all three. But what was the Anne Heche bit? I mean, I remember the whole lesbian, not lesbian thing, but was that like a huge deal at the time? It must have been.
Was that when she? Was she dating
Ellen?
Yeah, was she between Ellen and
someone else? Portia de Rock. No, that was Ellen and Portia.
Yeah. Gosh, I don't remember.
I don't remember either. But man, this brought back so many member berries, and I feel so lucky to have talked to that guy, even though I didn't really, I sounded like a kid and all that, but it was like looking back at it, that's a really cool moment.
It is.
You did sound kind of like Donnie Big Dog in school.
Right.
Interview style.
Right. Yeah, I know.
Mixed with Chris Farley.
Yes, of course. You're awesome, man.
Yeah, you're so great. You're just funny.
What's it like?
Like, say it's funny.
Like, party is normal, but party is super funny. I mean, that's cool.
Well, Shannon, thank you very much for unearthing this. I would have never found it. And, that's from 1998, me and Norm MacDonald.